I'm Bridie Anderson. I'm a youth librarian on Hapori floor in Tauranga.
Hey, and kia ora. My name is Alice. I also do those things at that place.
We're here to talk about what we're doing this year for Word Festival in the library for our rangatahi.
Yeah, there's quite a few neat wee things popping up around the library.
Like the Zine Fest and the Book Witch, which are both things that we're heavily involved with and very passionate about.
Okay, so there are quite a few things coming up. We've got a little bit of a lead up, kind of working towards the big event for zines, which is Zine Fest, which is taking place on the 27th of August. That's actually not at the library. It's over at our friends...
the art gallery.
Yeah, and you'll see the library there. There'll be some familiar friendly faces at one of the wee stalls. They'll have like a little kind of like pop-up collection of our zines, as well as... all sorts of other cute little library-related things. You could possibly get a library card there because we do like giving out library cards to people. And you'll also be able to donate a zine because we take donations to that collection. It's a pretty awesome collection. It lives in Tauranga. Unfortunately, you can't check it out, but so it's one of those not-for-loan collections that you pop into the library and visit. But we totally encourage you to take your time, read a few of the zines, get inspired, and, you know, just kind of vibe with what's on the shelf there.
And when you're feeling particularly inspired, you can pop down to Hapori floor and you can check out our table where you can make your own zine in the Rangatahi Youth Area, where it's going to be a passive activity where you can just come along and you can put some things together, you can get really creative. And if you really enjoy what you've made and you show it to us and we also really enjoy what you've made, maybe we could add it to our collection on level 4.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Like a little bit of your work kind of chilling out at the library. So that table, if you're thinking that's what you would like to come to the library and investigate, that'll be up from the 23rd to the 26th of August. As Brady mentioned, that's in our Wahi Rangatahi area. It's the youth space just behind the lifts on the Hapori floor. It's a very orange floor. You can't really miss it. And that table will be there for pretty much the entire time that we're open. And the youth librarians will be popping in and regularly stocking it up with good stuff. Holographic stickers, you know, the excellent colours of cardboard and paper, nice pens. I think I found a calligraphy pen, so that's probably going to go on the box.
Heaps of glitter.
And the glitter will remain forever in the library, just like your zine. but if you're not a teenager and you still want to make a zine, good news, you still can. We do have two more events for young people and their families. So on the 16th of August, we run a program called the After School Activity Zone. It's like a craft, STEM making, kind of guided creating moment for any school age tamariki. And so on the 16th of August, we'll run that with a zine theme. So you can make your own little zine. This is kind of aimed at someone that's never made a zine before. So if that's something that you're interested in learning a little bit about and maybe creating, you can come meet the lovely Arwen and they will be leading you through that. And the weekend before that, because why not say these out of order, Whānau Makerspace is our other event that's catering for Tamariki and the Whānau, funnily enough, like the name, that would also like to make a zine. So on Saturday the 12th of August in the afternoon, you can also come up to Hapori and you can create a zine together with your whānau and the librarians. So again, this is one of those events that's aimed at people that have already created a zine, have never created a zine, are just generally creative and would like to have a go. And just like the rangatahi event, we'll have some cool stuff, sort of nice coloured paper, pretty pens, kind of stuff to cut up and collage into your zine. Like we've got you for materials, you just bring you.
And our colleague Alicia is going to tell you a little bit more about the zines and Zine Fest with Sarah from Otatahi Zines. In tandem with Word on the 24th and 25th, we are going to be having a wonderful guest in the library. She's a very special lady. She's got some magical prowess, and she is going to be able to recommend you and your teens the best possible book for you. She's going to be using her tarot cards. She's going to be using her crystal ball. So if you come along on the 24th and 25th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m, on Hapori floor, you'll be able to spy the book witch and you can come up to her, have a chat, and she's going to scry a book for you. Please keep an eye out on our website for any other events that we might have on offer. We're constantly offering really cool stuff for rangatahi to do, anything from esports to crafts. You can come along, you can play some Beat Saber. Thursday takeovers every afternoon, we section off a portion of the library just for teens. You can have a space that's just for you, and we would love to see you in the library soon.
if for whatever reason you can't make it along to see the book, which she'll understand, we did have like a strict no hex agreement on any no-shows. So you are more than welcome, anyone that holds a library card, to visit our website and explore the reading recommendations for Rangatahi page. And there's a link on there to get a custom reading list from one of us youth librarians. And we are more than happy to provide you with like a really like nicely curated list of books that work for you. You just have to tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you've enjoyed, and we will do the rest.